Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for April 2nd, 2024. We thank you all for being here. We'll begin our meeting as always with an invocation. Today it'll be led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Commissioner Erickson, if you feel led to rise.
Thank you, Lord. We come before you asking that, of course, you give us a divine wisdom to each and every member here. But more important than that, we want to ask a special prayer for Commissioner Erickson's family and the loss of his mother-in-law. We want to make sure we ask that you bless each and every member of this court. And ones that's not here, bless them in a special way. But not just them, each and every employee of the county, because without your will, we cannot do what we need to do for the public of Jefferson County. And more important than that, we want to make sure that we thank you for having the military might to protect our democracy and let us move in the right direction as a country. This blessings we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We'll begin our meeting today with a time of public comment. If there's anyone who wishes to make public comment about any items that are on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you're attending court remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none. We will move on to items under our agenda. We have a relatively short agenda today, so I don't anticipate we're going to be in here a long time. We didn't have any workshops or closed sessions this morning. Under purchasing, item A is to receive and file bids for invitations for bid for crime lab, vehicle search, investigation, building renovations pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code. The County Purchasing Act and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. Item B is consider and approve execute, receive, and file a job order contract with Preferred Facilities Group, USA, for Jefferson County Precinct 1 Service Center roof repair in the amount of $870.55 in accordance with the buy board contract. Item C is consider and possibly approve a discretionary exemption. It's authorized by Texas Local Government Code Section 262.024A9A of purchase of personal property sold from an auction by a state licensed auctioneer by Jefferson County Precinct 4 from Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers, Humboldt, Texas. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve budget for salary increases for the District Attorney's Office for the Rural Law Enforcement Salary Assistance Program Grant Award to Jefferson County in the amount of $275,000. Item B is consider and approve budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional truck purchase. Item C is consider and approve a budget reallocation from savings generated on approved capital list for gas fryer for Ford Park to purchase one Turbo Chef oven and prep station in the amount of $9,100. Item D is to consider and approve electronic disbursement for $624.82 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for April insurance reimbursements. And item E is regular county bills, check numbers 515-928 through 516-166. Do I have a motion on the items under auditor?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Senegal. Any discussion?
Judge, I got on elevated with the whole DA staff. I thought I was getting indicted.
Well,
the DA and the staff, I mean, that's serious business.
Yeah.
It's bad news.
And they're here on item A, and we just had a conversation before court that, that to the extent that the legislature does not renew this program, they understand that those amounts will go away. So we appreciate them doing the work necessary to go out and apply for these funding that was passed by the legislature last session. We know it's paperwork intensive. Any other discussion?
And while we have them here, I want to thank y'all for an outstanding job, because I know the family does. Outstanding work from your department and everybody in it on that trial.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Visitor Center, we have one item to consider and possibly approve the Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendations for the Spring 2024 Grant Cycle. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion?
No discussion. I know that Kathy is getting some things prepared for Tourism Week. I think it would be more conducive for us, like Fran and that outstanding auditor division, where they have a pie chart of how much money come in, how much we spend out, and to a great degree, the return on investment to a degree for what we are in that high tax. And as you know, there's others asking about high tax funding, so we need to know where we are at this present time.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Sheriff's Department, we have one item to consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Department of Justice, Federal Bureau of Prisons, Federal Correctional Complex in Beaumont, Texas, for periods of natural disasters, law enforcement emergencies pursuant to 18 United States Code, Section 4001B2, Section 4042A23, and this is a renewal of a prior agreement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Senegal and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Clerk, we have two items. Item A is to consider execute, receive, and file a joint election agreement and election services contract between Jefferson County and the Jefferson Central Appraisal District for the May 4th, 2024 election. And item B is to consider execute, receive, and file a joint election agreement and election services contract between Jefferson County and the Port Arthur Independent School District for the May 4th, 2024 election. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion?
Just a question. Have we gotten the names of individuals that's running on that special election for the appraisal district?
Yes. I think there's three places, and there are two individuals from one place, two individuals for another place, and one individual uncontested in the third place, which I think is place two. But Faith has those, and she can provide you with the names
okay.
of the people
Thank you.
Who are running. I know the only two I remember as I sit here right now.
Do they have any special qualifications needed?
No, they cannot. They can be an elected official of a governmental organization, but they cannot be an employee of an organization.
Okay.
And I did not see any elected officials or employees that signed up to run for the position.
Thanks, Judge.
But I'll get her to get those names to you. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we have one item to receive and file the Jefferson County Juvenile Board's inspection and certification of the juvenile detention facilities at the Minnie Rogers Juvenile Justice Center as per Title III of the Texas Family Code, Section 51.12C. Do I have a motion on that item?
So second.
Moved and seconded, and I was there for the inspection, and they even had lunch for us, so we appreciate it. I see there's representatives of the juvenile justice facility here today. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and that completes our regular agenda. Is there any member of the Commissioner's Court or any elected official that wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Judge, I want to bring one thing. I want to give thanks and kudos to the Public Health Department and the pharmacy group. They, with that grant that granted us that mobile unit, we also had direct relief where we received pharmaceutical projects from that particular organization. And we, at the present time, have received up to $1.1 million in free medicine. I want to compliment them because that is what it should be about in our county, to make sure we do what we can to help each and every individual we can. And I definitely want to make sure I do that publicly because it is work overdue. And you can't say enough when you're talking about you helping people in that status. And that's why I also tip my hat to the DA's office, because you're going after the grants. And those are things that we need to do to make citizens better in our community.
Yeah. And while you're talking about that issue of pharmaceutical costs, I'll thank our employee benefits pool and our risk management office for looking for new and better ways to get pharmaceuticals at lower prices for employees. There's a number of programs that they've been working on, and we appreciate that. Anything further? All right, you're safe. You haven't been indicted today.
I want to say I disagree with you. I think that $275,000 needs to be increased for Kathleen Quinn and
Hey, man, you don't see that guy over there on the far side.
Not awesome, though.
What? I second that motion.
Man, if he wants treated like that, he can go home. All right, well, thank you all so very much for being here today. And if there's nothing further, then we are adjourned.